Today we'll meet Monica Michelle, creator of Bloom TV Network, a floral-centric streaming platform, and Slow Flowers member Katie Lila, host and producer of the new series Follow the Blooms, which begins at the flower farm and ends with a beautiful installation of flowers for the public to enjoy.
A light bulb went off and it was like, there's an HGTV, there's a Food Network, but there's no network for florals. And that's how it got started. We've got just tons of different categories on Bloom TV, everything from creator submitted pilots. You can even watch Katie's first submitted pilots. And then, yeah, everything from edible flowers, Bloom TV produced content, spectacular floral displays, arrangement tutorials. I mean, it just goes on and on. Anything flower related, you will probably find it on Bloom TV somewhere.
Hello again, and welcome back to the Slow Flowers Podcast with Deborah Prinzing. This is episode 656. This is the weekly podcast about slow flowers and the people who grow and design with them. It's all about making a conscious choice, and I invite you to join the conversation and the creative community as we discuss the vital topics of saving our domestic flower farms and supporting a floral industry that relies on a safe, seasonal, and local supply of flowers and foliage. This show is brought to you by slowflowers.com, the free online directory to more than 750 florist shops and studios who design with local, seasonal, and sustainable flowers, and to the farms that grow those blooms. It's the conscious choice for buying and sending flowers. And thank you to the Seattle Wholesale Growers Market, a farmer-owned cooperative committed to providing the very best the Pacific Northwest has to offer in cut flowers, foliage, and plants. The Growers Market's mission is to foster a vibrant marketplace that sustains local flower farms and provides top quality products and services to the local floral industry. Visit them at seattlewholesalegrowersmarket.com. Today we're getting a peek behind the scenes of Bloom TV Network's exciting new series called Follow the Blooms. The show debuted on March 7th, with new episodes dropping every Thursday through April 25th. The host is Slow Flowers member Katie Lila, owner of Flowers for People, based in Spokane, Washington. A few years ago, after a career doing everything in the floral space, Katie started collaborating with creative teams to produce pop-up artistic floral installations in a Spokane gallery environment, inviting photographers and the public to be part of that experience. And then she learned that Bloom TV Network, the new online streaming platform for all things floral, had announced a call for creatives to submit their pilot concepts to be considered for the network's programming lineup. Katie saw the potential opportunity to turn her public floral installations into a show, and she teamed up with Ditto Film Media in her community to film three pilots that they submitted to Bloom TV. Like a fast-paced floral party with a race to the finish, Katie brings the viewer along for the ride as she comes up with the venue, brainstorms the design concept, seeks out flower farmers whose seasonal blooms will bring that concept to life, and then with a design team, a floral installation is created, and the viewer follows the blooms from field to floral art piece. Fast forward to June 2023, and Follow the Blooms was launched as a bona fide series in production for Bloom TV Network. Katie and her crew asked if they could film one of their 8 episodes at the Slowflower Summit, which we held at the Bellevue Botanic Garden in Washington. Of course we said yes, and it was a whirlwind moment during what was already a very busy summit, but I'm so glad we documented the experience with them because it was a bit of a blur. And now I can watch the show. I've been anxiously awaiting the series release ever since, and we're excited to share a little bit about that with you today. The summit episode includes a large interactive paint-by-flower mural, the creation of which invited our attendees to participate. The film crew also visited the Seattle Wholesale Growers Market and John Co. Flowers, a member flower farm owned by Tracy Yang and Nick Songseng Shantara, their past guests of this podcast. We followed the blooms from both spots to the summit where Katie's installation became a reality. When you see a sneak peek of the series, you'll be swept up in Katie's joyful approach to life. She's determined to get everyone involved in her big schemes, including friends, family members, and strangers. It all ends up in an explosion of blooms. We'll also learn from Monica Michelle, CEO and founder of Bloom TV Network, and I'm delighted that she was able to join Katie for our conversation that we're sharing today. Monica will join us to share her story of how the seed of an idea blossomed into a digital platform for video content about flowers. Through her goal of restoring Eden, Monica's mission is to help spark inspiration and beauty, connecting people to each other and to the planet through nature's most beautiful creation, the flower. There's lots more to share, but it's time to jump right in and meet Katie and Monica. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Soulflower Show. I'm Deborah Prinzing, and I'm so delighted today to welcome two guests who I've been collaborating with for a little over a year on a special new episode of Follow the Bloom, a show hosted by Katie Lila, our first guest, and produced by Monica Michelle of Bloom TV Network, our second guest. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Good morning.
It's great. It's so great to do this. And we've been waiting for the time to debut the story of Follow the Bloom because there's a special episode that they filmed at the Soulflower Summit last summer. So first of all, I want to start with Monica welcoming you finally to the episode. We've been talking about doing this for a while.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, so we met virtually and then in person over the last couple years. Can you talk a little bit about what is the Bloom TV Network? You're the founder and CEO of this. I got this off of an email I was copied on. A startup to bring floral into the world of the streaming platform. Is that still a fair way to describe what Bloom TV is?
Yeah, I would say our tagline is we are a streaming network for all things floral.
Wonderful.
Yes.
And beyond. We'll hear about that. Yeah. But let's talk a little bit about what your vision was and how you got this started. A really impressive kind of little engine that could really, when you got started, I couldn't really envision what it's become.
Yeah. So, just to give everybody kind of a brief background on where I was and before we started Bloom TV, I accidentally started a vegan floral confectionery. I was in marketing a long time ago and I decided when I got time on the side for my girlfriends, I wanted to start making floral inspired desserts just for fun. And my very first client was the Oscars. And so I went from zero to 100 and put everything that I made into all the dressing rooms at the Oscars in 2018. And from there, I went full blown into the baking world. And as flowers as an inspiration.
And vegan is kind of interesting. What does that mean? Like you didn't use eggs or butter? Just curious.
No animal products, which let me tell you, is not the easiest when you're baking cakes because you can't use eggs, you can't use butter. There's a lot of restrictions there.
Wow.
I made it work. And part of the reason we did it vegan was because I had, there's so many great projects out here in Colorado, but I fell in love with the Colorado Wolf Sanctuary. And I wanted to donate part of my proceeds into that foundation. And so I was like, okay, well, if I'm donating towards these animal causes, I want everything to be vegan. And so I had to learn how to bake everything vegan.
Okay. Okay. So that was your foray into something floral.
Yes. Yes. That was dipping my toes in the world of floral. But while I was in that industry, I soon realized that, I actually, although I love to bake, I don't want to be in that industry, but I wanted to take those clients that we had been working with and bring them to a digital space. So I started looking at, well, maybe I can start teaching people how I made these floral-inspired desserts. But then I was like, well, if we're going to do that, maybe we should teach them the health benefits of eating edible flowers. And then a light bulb went off, and it was like, there's an HGTV, there's a Food Network, but there's no network for florals. And that's how it got started.
That's amazing. Good for you. I know. It's so ambitious. You kind of had a soft launch, I remember. And now if people go to Bloom TV, and we'll share the link to all of the things we talk about in our show notes at slowflowerspodcast.com. But if we go, you've had like many updates and redesigns. And it's very user-friendly and very compelling visually.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, now it was definitely a journey to get there. We went through multiple different platforms and finally landed on this one. And we just really, really love it. But yeah, it was a big, I think 2021, January of 2021 was when we did our first launch of the website.
And I think we connected right after that when you were coming to Seattle. So now Bloom TV has, like, describe how many, you know what, I'm going to pop it up while we're talking. That way we can. Well, Monica, I'm going to pop up Bloom TV on the screen just so you can talk a little bit about it. And if you want to tell me how to navigate we're looking at that, this is the current homepage. At the top is Watch Now, Community, and Become a Creator, which we can talk about. And then what is this Join Bloom TV tab?
So that just takes you to the page where you can sign up for either a monthly membership, which right now we have a special going where you can get the first 30 days for free, which is awesome. So you can get in there and watch Katie's series and everything else that we have on Bloom. And then we also have an annual membership.
Okay, great. And then just going back to the actual page, I want to go to the menu. Where do people can see all the different programs that you have? Oh, here they are. So these are some of the ones you're featuring this month. But how many different, what is your content? How is it organized? Is it only by shows now, or are there people who are like posting short content as well?
So we have two different forms of content on our site. We have pilot submissions and what we consider, or three different types, pilot submissions, workshops, which are lives, which that's what we have featured at the bottom there are our live workshops. And then also just general tutorials. So that's your standard how to build a bouquet or farm and gardening tips.
That's amazing. Wow. Okay. And here's all the FAQs here at the top. Well, this is, let's just look at just what there is here, live interviews with Katie Lila. This is different than the show, right?
Yes, correct. So these are all the live interviews that Katie did with each of the guests that were featured on her episodes to kind of dive into the behind the scenes and what went on, bloopers, fun moments, all of that.
Fun. Do you want to add anything, Katie, before we click away from this?
It's pretty fun. If you go to Watch Now, the show pops up, Follow the Blooms. And, you can, if you scroll down, you can see each of the episodes. And
So back to getting access. The first episode is available free for anyone to watch. So that's this episode one, Bloom's Day. And then we'll talk a little bit about the show that you filmed at the summit. But back to your point, Monica, people could sign up for the 30-day trial and get to see most of these episodes.
Yes, correct. And if you go back to the Watch Now page and you start to kind of scroll down through everything there, we've got upcoming live interviews that Katie's going to be doing.
Oh, there's the Slow Flowers one. Okay, great.
That's right. We've got three left. Three left. And what's so cool is that if you join these live, you can obviously, like, during the live ask questions, and it's your opportunity to engage with Katie Lila and any of her guests that she has on. So those are super special for anybody that wants to sign up for those upcoming lives. And then as you scroll down, you can see we've got just tons of different categories on Bloom TV, everything from creator submitted pilots. You can even watch Katie's first submitted pilots, which were awesome. They were
I saw them. Yeah.
And then, everything from edible flowers, Bloom TV produced content, behind the scenes, bloopers, outtakes, and bonus footage. Spectacular floral displays, arrangement tutorials. I mean, it just goes on and on. Anything flower related, you will probably find it on Bloom TV somewhere.
That is amazing. So inspiring. Wow. I mean, you probably don't even know how many hours of footage is here for members to consume, but it looks like a lot.
It's a lot. Yes.
Yeah. Binging is allowed.
That's right.
Okay.
That's
I just wanted to scroll through here so people get an idea of the categories, because I think that's really, back to your point about having, why isn't there a flower network? You're trying to dig into every possible related category, from the art and the science and everything in between, health, design. Yes. Oh, that's great. It just goes on and on. Wow.
It goes on and on. And even down to staging and photography. So if you're somebody in the floral industry and you need help with staging for your company, we try to cover absolutely everything on here. And then also something new to Bloom TV that we just added that's a part of this new site and its features is our community page. So if you scroll up to the very top and click on the tab that says community, there is now a section within our website that think of it as a Instagram within Bloom TV, where creators can come in or people in the industry can come in and post about their upcoming events, anything to do with flowers, tips for our users. They can connect with our different Bloom TV creators on here. We just started this, so it's not got a ton of content on it yet, but this is a great opportunity for people to not get lost in all the noise that Instagram often has, but instead this container of flower focused content that we open up to the public and creators in the industry.
I'm so glad to know about this. I'll tell you, I think you know why. I just could never figure out how to get the Slow Flowers podcast posted to Bloom TV. Maybe this is the way.
Yes.
When this episode airs, we'll share it so people can watch this interview with both
Amazing.
Of you.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah. Finally, the low-tech person might be able to figure out how to participate. Well, you talk about a submitted pilots or whatever. Is that how the two of you connected? I mean, Monica, Bloom TV, I'm sure that Bloom TV had already started. And somehow, Katie, you got this idea to submit. Talk a little bit about that, Katie, and we'll bring you in to this conversation.
Sure. So the Where Women Create magazine has a podcast with featured guests. And I was listening to that with Joe Packham and Monica Michelle. And, you know, Joe being one of my superheroes. And I had just heard of Monica Michelle creating this network for all things floral. And I was like, I have to listen to that one, right? So came home from a long nature walk and turned it on and was just listening all about the network and hearing her take on what she wanted to create and that it was getting going. And they had this call for content at the end, you know, like call for submissions, call for content.
Like if you've got an idea, we'd love to see it kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also this idea that they're moving into full series, right? And that just felt like liquid lightning in me. Like one of those moments where your whole body tingles and just feels like gold is filling you up, right?
Right.
Yeah. And I had been creating these for the first time, large scale, big flower installations, but that are interactive, that people can move through, photograph with, touch, hold, help create, and in these smaller studios. And I've been using all local blooms. You know, we just made one with forsythia, filled the whole studio with forsythia. And the process was so compelling that I thought, I want to capture it on film, right? I want to, because I went to the grower, I met them, I heard their story. We cut the flowers, we cut the forsythia, then we built it out in the studio, then the photographers came. And the whole thing was so compelling that I was like, I want to do this. I want to capture this. But then I thought
you were having it photographed, but you hadn't had it filmed in this process. Right. Process hadn't been filmed. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to capture the whole process. And I thought this would be the coolest TV show. This would be such a fun thing to watch, right? How these collaborative things come to play, meeting each of the players in art, right?
So at the time, we should just say your studio is called Flowers for People and you're in Spokane, Washington, which isn't that far from me. You have a long career in floral. What had the business been up until that point?
It had been everything.
I think a lot of people can relate to that, right?
Yeah. It had been everything. So I did, you know, I trained under a gal that was all things floral studio, did my own wedding company for a long time, loved it. But then honestly, I got bored because you do a lot of the same weddings after, you know, 10 years of weddings. And then I started doing hands-on stuff with workshops. Then I started thinking maybe I'll grow flowers. Maybe I want to be a grower. So I dabbled in that. And then I was like, that takes way too much patience, you know? So then
I'd rather just be friends with the growers.
Exactly. Yeah. So I still grow a little bit, but yeah. So then I met every grower I could. And through all of those pivots in my career, I met a lot of people. And what I discovered was I love connecting people, right? And flowers. So I was like, ooh, it just felt like all the stars were aligning. I'm creating this big stuff. I know all of the creators and artists and community gatherers. And why don't I tell their story with this new series?
Katie, I love the tagline on Flowers for People website. I seek and gather flowers and people of the vibrant variety with stories to tell. So that's sort of teeing up the Follow the Bloom series, because you're telling the story of the flowers, but also engaging people and hearing about what excites and motivates them. So I want to show a little sizzle reel of the show, but let's talk first about how did you actually pull this off? Like, you had to pull a team together and film a submission to send to Bloom TV. And I think there were like three episodes that you submitted or that ran last year.
Yeah, I would like to clarify. We usually say one pilot submission, and Katie went all out and did three. And we're like, oh my gosh. And they were all great.
Monica, she wanted your attention. I love it. Well, Monica, what was the criteria? Did you have like a 5-minute or 10-minute, or what did you ask for?
Well, so usually for a pilot submission, we want that. And what a pilot is, just to clarify, is a single episode of what would be the first episode of the first season. So giving us an idea of what that show would look like, feel like, how it would flow. And we typically ask for that to be the standard 15 to 30 minutes in length for a pilot.
Okay. So Katie, but back to you, like, obviously you know how to put on events. So you have an organized brain. So you obviously, like, did you storyboard this out, or how did you talk a videographer into following you around? How did this all come together?
So I had three events booked already that I was planning, right, that weren't going to be filmed. But I thought, what an amazing opportunity to make these episodes.
Yeah.
Right. And I reached out to everyone in my community at film schools, right? Because I was like, maybe I can wrangle a student into walking around and following me.
Yeah.
Right, doing this. And maybe I think some things happen for a reason, right? For some reason, nobody got back to me. Like crickets, right? I sent so many emails, so many connections, and nothing came of it. And I was a week out from my first event, and I was like, dang it, I don't want to miss this opportunity, because you know how much work it is. And so I reached out to my friend who's a professional videographer. His name's Kelly Ditto of Ditto Film Media here in Spokane. And he's way above my caliber, right? But I just said, hey, do you know anyone that would be willing to take on this project? And he was like, what is it? And so I sent him, my ideas. And he was like, let's talk. And so we hashed it out, and I said, my budget is tiny compared to what you're used to, just trying to get this thing off the ground. And he said, you know what? Content is king. I love the idea. Let's make it. You try me on, I'll try you on. And if it's a good fit, then, for that budget, I can do this. And I said, well, I have these other three. Would you be willing to, do it? So we just made a contract. Let's try it for three episodes. And without him, it wouldn't have happened, right? Because he knew what he was doing.
Yeah. And those are available to watch on Bloom TV, right, Monica?
Yes, correct. Yeah.
Okay. I thought they were it was very easy to understand what your agenda was, which is let's throw a big party and with flowers, but let's start with the farmer and move all the way through the design and execution and then the big reveal. And I think that is so, you're right. Your instinct was right. It is so relatable to TV, because you're bringing people along on your journey as the big idea person, but you're bringing everybody into the party at the same time. I love how you do that. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. So you submitted these three, Blew Monica Away, and then the so those were aired as part of the deal, that like pilots were submitted and people get to view it. Then Monica, you had to kind of evaluate what the response was from the members of Bloom TV or the viewers.
Yeah. So we took, oh gosh, maybe it was almost a year, Katie. Was it a year? Less than?
Yeah, know, about a year.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that we took and we started looking at like what were some of our top performing videos on Bloom TV, what were being watched the most. And then also within our team, kind of looking at like, you know, what are the great stories that we think could be like really great for our audience. And Katie's was right up there. And so then we have the challenge of creating the first full series. And this was also the and I want to clarify too, at the beginning, you said I was the producer. I'm not the producer of Fall of the Blooms.
You're the CEO. You have producers working for you, right?
So there were several people on the team, but so Katie is actually one of the producers of the show, because it was her idea and like, you know, bringing that together. And then we have Kelly Ditto that worked as director of photography, right? And then Rhett Cuttrell. Jacob Juno, and then Jennifer Jordan, who also served as an executive producer for the show. So just to clarify, no, I could thank not you do for that.
No, and we'll add all the credits in our show notes. And I yeah, obviously sure. met Jennifer and felt a few of the other folks when you filmed at the summit. So yes. Well, yes, Katie is the producer. She's the host also, and that's really lovely. So Katie, you threw these three short episodes out there, and just meanwhile, you probably were starting lists of ideas of what other episodes you would do if Bloom TV picked up a whole season. So the season is 8 episodes, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And they are live now. They're airing 1 a week on Thursdays. They started March 7th and continue through April 25th. But then they're on the website that we just saw, you know, for viewing, as I said, for binging if you want. What a fun idea to just get a cup of tea and curl up with your laptop and or phone and watch these all back to back. Yes. Yes. I just say I watched episode 2 last night. Yeah. The Lilac Festival and the Spokane Lilac Festival, which is like world renowned, and lo and behold, another Slow Flowers member showed up on your episode, Lorene McCall of Daisies in May. And I emailed her last night and I said, "Hey, I'm going to give you a shout out. Congratulations for being on Follow the Bloom." And she said she had a blast having you come out to her farm, and you harvested and got. Kind of this time last year, probably, right? Got all the lilacs and spring bulbs that you needed for that wonder. Well, maybe a little bit later. I guess lilacs are May. Later.
Yeah, May. Yeah. Early May.
That's so great. Anyway, I love that you, she was the farmer that you visited. And
she's amazing.
That's so cool. Well, let's look at the short trailer that Bloom TV shared with me. It's just a minute or so people can get a little taste of it, and then we'll talk about what's coming up next.
I'm Katie Lila. I make art displays out of fresh cut flowers.
Wow, this is looking so fabulous.
Flowers really are nature's art, and I love using them as my medium.
So fun.
Like these little fantasy flower worlds that people can interact with.
Oh my gosh, this is stunning. I want this for my bedroom wall.
It's hard to be around flowers without smiling.
I love looking at something and being like, ooh, how could we make that into something that could be in a flower installation?
Ooh, okay. It's hot out here, people, it's hot. A lot of variables, a lot of question marks. How's it gonna go? How's it gonna play out?
Woo, we did it!
My install team is amazing. They just jump in action and fill in all the weird requests. So come follow the blooms with us. You never know where the adventure's headed.
Oh my gosh, so fabulous. Katie, you are so charismatic and so telegenetic. Like, did you realize what a ham you were before the camera was on you? You just have a lot of fun with it.
It is a lot of fun. Yeah. It happens so fast and the shoots are so fast, right? We get these 2-day shoots. So I learned really quickly. At first I was like, okay, I'll be so fancy and I'll keep it all together. Right. But it's too fast to be anything but myself. Yeah. And I'm kind of a dork. So I just was like, you know what? I have to be authentic or this isn't going to fly. So I just had to be like, woo, whatever. Yeah.
You're crazy. You know? But it's so, so joyful. It's so joyful. And it's so, I think it's not intimidating. You know, people feel like, oh, she could be my neighbor. You know, she could be the crazy garden club lady that I know down the street. Like you just have a way of, I don't know, connecting with me. And when I watch it, I was just like, I want to know her. It's really fun. And you're bringing flowers to people in such an accessible way as well, because from a slow flowers point of view, I love that you start with the bloom in the ground and then follow it all the way through. I think that it's a subtle message, but I don't know if you've heard from viewers that they're learning a little bit more about where flowers are grown and how that's coming together.
Yes. Yes. Which is so, I mean, that's one of my big hopes for the show is one, make flowers accessible for people in mm-hmm. on a large scale, right? Because really curated flower design is expensive and hard to come by, right? Mm-hmm. But two, just educating people, right? That look around you, find your growers. Almost everyone can find a flower grower and know right. when stuff is blooming around you, you know, so that you right. are showing them the love and support during their abundance. Because as you know, it's short seasons, right? And it's easy to miss it if people aren't aware. Hey, here's when Laureen's tulips look amazing, right? So make sure and know that. Like in May, that's when I connect with Laureen and I buy all the tulips, right? And then just knowing your...
Yeah, it's like follow the bloom, but also follow the seasons, which is another mm-hmm. thing that you're very, adhere to. So you filmed 8 episodes. Last year, you and Monica reached out to me and said, can we come film at the Slow Flowers Summit? It was completely unexpected. What a gift that you brought us by being part of it. All these flower people were already coming together for one big party. So I'm not sure. What was your approach to that? And how did you pull off this giant paint by flower mural that you had at the summit?
That's been one brewing in my brain for a long time, right? You know, you get these ideas. Like I said, I'm a night owl. So at 1 a.m., I get these ideas. I jot them down. This collaborative paint by flower, right? Because I love the idea of, and I mean, it was so fun at the summit because as everyone started interacting with this, we had this mural painted by Toby Keough, a muralist local here. And then this, we drilled holes in it so everybody could take the local flowers from Tracy Yang at Jern Co. Flowers and lots of the growers at Seattle Wholesale Market. Everybody was picking their flowers and putting them in. You know, I had just put chalk on, like, here's the orange flowers, here's the white flowers, here's the pink flowers. And, but as everybody was doing it, their brains were just going crazy with ideas, right? Everyone's like, well, I want to do this and I want to do that. And, oh, I could do this for weddings and I could make, you know, each guest, that could be their table setting. They could take a flower in reverse, right? Everyone just had a billion ideas, which was, that's what I want to do, right? I don't want to protect my designs and be like, I'm the only one that does this. I want everyone to take that idea and explode, right?
Wow.
I would love to see that in 1,000 different ways, you know?
I love it. Yeah, that's a really good point because it was sort of at first a daunting, like, okay, how are these flowers not going to die? But then, of course, there was behind the mural were the flower tube, the water tubes that, you know, were part of that installation. It was a hot day.
Yeah.
And I mean, everything ended up being beautiful. And that's the kind of mural you'd have at an event, right? At a wedding or a party. It would be a flower wall. But so... Right. Active. And it was, you know, that whole idea of getting your hands on flowers as, you know, back to even when Monica, you were doing floral inspired desserts, like you're touching something from nature. And it really, mm-hmm. I think, has got this mental health benefit that we all need. Mm-hmm. And you must have, yeah, you went nonstop for two whole days, Katie, because you did film, you mentioned both Seattle Wholesale Growers Market, but also Tracy Yang and her partner, Nick, at John Co. Farm in Monroe, Washington. So you really were all over the place following those flowers to our event. So, and Tracy was one of our speakers, so that worked out really well. Yeah, can't wait incredible. To see it. Yes, so it is going
to air.
She's
a hip hop dancer. Did you know Tracy's a hip hop dancer?
Yes. Did she dance for you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's going to air on April 11th. Okay. And you, of course, you danced with her. What, of course, Katie, that would not surprise me. So we'll make sure we share that when it airs on April 11th. But this is kind of our run up to get everybody excited about it. And just congratulations to both of you on pulling off this first season. Is Follow the Bloom the first full season that Bloom TV is releasing, Monica, or are there other shows that we
It's the first full season. Yes.
Okay. And what else do you have in the works?
Oh my gosh. We've got a million things on the line that we know we're going to produce, and it's just I think a lot of really cool things are going to happen over the next few months on Bloom TV. We have plans to produce more seasons. We have plans to produce more professional workshops. And we just really want to see the content section grow and eventually become more full seasons than anything else. Like, we want to see pilot submissions, but our future goal is to have it mostly professionally shot series and workshops.
Okay. Wow. That's amazing. Yeah. All right. So a little teaser to follow Bloom TV as well. We talked a little bit before we started recording about what's happening at the end of the first 8-episode season for Follow the Bloom. Can you talk about your partnership with PBS, Monica?
Yeah, sure. So we are partnered with PBS 12, which is the Colorado local PBS station. We've been working with them for about 2 years now and have aired various pieces of content. But coming up, we're super excited because Katie's full series is going to air on PBS 12 with the goal of PBS National picking it up. So that's kind of our first stop there, and hoping we can get Katie in front of more and more people. So we're really excited about that. And that airs in May, just in Colorado.
Okay.
And then hopefully we can get national to pick it up.
Well, our viewers and listeners in the Denver market can follow that on Channel 12. And I mean, that's a great partnership. I think, I just think public television is so radical and inspiring and really cares about stories and, you know, that mm-hmm. connect people with, you know, humanity. So I'm just thrilled that they loved Follow the Bloom. Go ahead. Yes.
As viewers, you essentially help us, right? For everyone that watches the show mm-hmm. on Bloom TV, that's just showing numbers of growth, right? That people want this, that there's an audience for it. And that, of course, propels us into a place where that makes sense for the bigger, you know, PBS Plus is what they call themselves, that stream.
Okay. All right. So all that to say, log on to Bloom TV and watch all of the episodes, because that's going to help propel Follow the Bloom, hopefully, into future seasons. And, you know, my analog for that, ladies, is book publishing. And, you know, every author who's got a book wants people to pre-order and get on Amazon and pre-order the book even 6 months before it's published, because that is an early indicator of what sales will be like. And, you know, it is commerce. So let's, Katie and Monica can't do this magnanimously. This has got to be funded. So we want to see you succeed. And we're delighted to share that story. What are you working on right now, Katie? You're kind of busy until the season's over, I'm imagining, because you're doing these weekly lives and just trying to, you know, keep the conversation going, right?
Plus, she had a live viewing party last night on the big screen.
Oh, tell me about that. Was that in Spokane?
Yeah, it was so fun. There's a indie theater, that a vintage theater here called The Magic Lantern. And Rhett, the editor of the show, and also amazing producer, creator, has a new snake documentary. It's called Figures. Okay. So he came up to Spokane. We did a double feature with the mermaid episode, which came out last week.
I still haven't watched that. I'm dying to go back and watch that. Yeah.
So you're going to love that one. Yeah. So okay. We did snakes and mermaids on the big screen. You know, everybody that was involved in Follow the Blooms here in Spokane, which is a lot because there's four episodes filmed here. They came out, you know, family, friends, you know, all the people just came out and celebrated and got our popcorn, got to sit back. It was a little big, you know, you first see yourself on, you're like, wow, that's big, you know?
Yeah. I bet you look great at 12 feet tall.
Right.
I don't know. I'm so creepy. I'm so freaked out about snakes. I don't know if I could have attended, but I like the pairing, the topical pairing of the mermaids. So the amphibian creatures all together. Love that. How gratifying.
It was lovely.
Congratulations. Yeah. And that is a great way to keep your community feeling like they're part of it. I saw on your website that you're inviting people to let you know if they have a venue or an event that might be a good fit for Follow the Blooms. So you're kind of got your feelers out trying to figure out what might provide the subject for another episode, right?
Yeah. I would love, you know, when we get the green light for season two, let me backtrack a little bit. What I've learned over this last season is more than, hey, watch what I can do. Look how cool this is. I've loved telling the stories of the different artists and growers and what they bring to the table. And, you know, you can't capture everything in 2 days, right? But if we had this opportunity to have submissions from artists, growers, community gatherers, and maybe even they pair up, right? I have this amazing grower that I work with all the time. We have this incredible gathering happening in our community. Come and feature what they are already doing, right?
Yes,
so we pop in, we help them finish it up. But because, you know, you can't do something insanely incredible in 2 days, but if they were working on it for months and months, and then we get to highlight their story, that I feel like is the future of Follow the Blooms, where we're getting these submissions of people already doing incredible things together, right? Because people, they love to work. You find your people that you love to work with.
Right.
And then we tell their stories, and we capture incredible art, but more important, the collaboration, right?
Yeah.
I think that's the magic, which is different than HGTV, where it's always boom, look what I did, right?
Right.
Versus
right.
Let's stop and see what layers bring that art together. That's where the heart of it is for me now.
I really am so glad you talked about that. And I just listening to you, I had a big my own little chilly body experience thinking, I'd love to have you come with the show to the Northwest Flower and Garden Festival next February to film the creation of a floral installation, because those teams are invested exactly in those partnerships and collaborations you talked about. So that's just like, put it out to the universe. We'll see what happens.
We'll get Monica
on an airplane to come up from Denver.
Yes. Okay, I'm writing down.
Perfect. Very exciting. Monica, what else is taking up all your time right now? I mean, this is a nonstop endeavor, and you've been pushing this boulder uphill, and really it's taking off now, and you're not having to explain to people what you're doing because you've got this body of work that people see and go, oh, okay, I get what she's doing.
Well, so on the Bloom TV side, the latest thing is we're running a We Love the Earth campaign. So for Earth Day, we're inviting florists to come in and submit a video tutorial on an eco-friendly creation, or maybe even flower growers who have tips for the public on how to grow organically and how to be kind to the planet. So we're currently accepting submissions for that. And we're going to launch that on April 22nd for Earth Day and highlight that through May. So we invite you to come and participate if that's something you feel
inspired. Oh my gosh, that's so exciting. And that is, yes, if I'm going back to the homepage of Bloom Network, bloomtvnetwork.com, under Become a Creator, on the scroll down, it says join our Earth Day campaign. Is that
correct?
Great.
Yes.
What's the deadline for that?
So we're accepting videos until April 18th. We're asking the sooner the better. We've got about 10 people so far that we're working with. And our goal is to, you know, anywhere from 30 to 50, we're hoping to bring in and have submissions. So I think that'll be really fun because I'm like, that'll be fantastic education for the public. And we want to highlight that year round anyways.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. Also, we have a sister network called Made TV. That's same idea behind Bloom TV. It's a niche streaming network where creators submit their ideas. And we launched that in August of this last year. You know, it just so many things going on. I had a baby. So like, I mean, all the things.
I heard that. Congratulations. That's, you know, women just do it. We just get things done and we figure it out. Congratulations.
Thank
you. Of course you had a baby. And of course, Katie has four children. I mean, of course you do all this beauty and creativity and connect people. It's just really heartwarming. I am so grateful to both of you for your support and, you know, talking about feeling like people get what you're doing. I feel like you get what we're doing at Soulflowers, and I really appreciate all that you've done to support us. Before we wrap up, anything else you guys want to add?
I would for sure just want to say thank you so very much, Deborah, for the work you do. You are an inspiration to me. When I came back to Flowers after a stint of lots of babies, I was looking around for a fresh way to do Flowers, right? Ironically, Flowers can become stagnant if you're not using locally grown flowers. So I found Slow Flower Society. I found all of these amazing designers growing locally, you know, designing with local flowers and pausing even, which is kind of crazy to think people pause their work for a season to come, you know?
Yeah.
Right. And that's, that was really inspiring to me to think, oh, that's even possible, you know, to just think of everything in a whole different way. So
I love that. Oh, good. I'm so glad. That's great. Mm. We'll keep doing it. Yeah. All right, Monica, we cut you off. Were you going to say something or were
we? No, well, actually, I was going to thank you and because this is really special and I've been dying to sit down with you for a while and love what you're doing. I'll just relay what Katie said. Like, I feel the same way. Thank you for all the incredible work you're doing.
Well, thank you. This will not be the only time we record an episode. I'm excited to hear about the Earth Day programming that you're doing, because people who are going to hear this on April 3rd still have time to maybe film something and submit it. And, you know, you work with people at all levels of on-camera skills. Someone could film on an iPhone, it sounds like.
Absolutely. Okay. Our only requirement is it needs to be shot horizontally, because vertical stuff does not work on our platform, but we invite you to join. We would love to have more people submitting great content. And
I love it.
Yeah. So we stream directly on our site. So just like any other streaming platform, you go to bloomtvnetwork.com and click on the watch tab and you can stream directly there on your computer or your phone.
Okay, great. Wonderful. Thank you both so much. I can't wait to follow the bloom over to the Soulflower Summit in a few weeks. And I know that our viewers will be logging in to watch that. So thanks so much.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Deborah. Always great to see you.
Thanks so much for joining me today. Please visit slowflowerspodcast.com for episode 656 to watch the replay video of my conversation with Katie Lila and Monica Michelle, and to learn more about Bloom TV Network and the show Follow the Blooms. A few program notes. Bloom TV is a subscription-based platform with packages that start at $12 per month or $99 per year. However, right now you can sign up for a 30-day free trial And watch Follow the Blooms along with countless hours of other great floral content. So check it out. I'll have the link in today's show notes. I was so happy to catch one of our Slow Flowers members, Spokane area farmer florist Laureen McFall of Daisies in May, featured in one of Katie's episodes. Congratulations on being featured, Laureen. Loved seeing your blooms in that special episode about the Spokane Lilac Festival Parade. And in another episode, Katie uses dried flowers grown by Beth Mort of Snapdragon Flower Farm. Beth is a past guest of this podcast, so it's great to see her flowers play a role on Follow the Blooms as well. On Wednesday, April 10th, you'll want to log on to Flowers for People's Instagram account to join a live conversation about the Slow Flowers Summit episode. I'll be there, so will Tracy Yang, and I'll share that link in today's show notes. And then on April 11th, the Slow Flowers Summit episode on Follow the Blooms will air, and I can't wait to see the full story of how that came together. You also heard Monica mention a new call for creators who wish to participate in their upcoming Bloom TV Network Earth Day programming. The Earth Day campaign invites floral creatives to submit a video tutorial showcasing sustainable practices within the floral world. Submitted videos will enjoy a prominent spot on the Bloom TV platform from April 22nd through the month of May. And you can get involved. The submission deadline is April 18th or sooner. The details are in our show notes. Who knows? You could become the next Katie Lila. Our next sponsor thank you goes to Longfield Gardens, which provides home gardeners with high-quality flower bulbs and perennials. Their online store offers plants for every region and every season, from tulips and daffodils to dahlias, caladiums, and amaryllis. Check out the full catalog at longfield-gardens.com. And thank you to Rooted Farmers. Rooted Farmers works exclusively with local growers to put the highest quality specialty cut flowers in floral customers' hands. When you partner with Rooted Farmers, you are investing in your community and you can expect a commitment to excellence in return. Learn more at rootedfarmers.com. I'm so glad you joined us today. The Slow Flowers podcast is a member-supported endeavor, downloaded more than 1 million times by listeners like you. Thank you for listening, commenting, and sharing. It means so much. As our movement gains more supporters and more passionate participants who believe in the importance of our domestic cut flower industry, the momentum is contagious. I know you feel it too. If you're new to our weekly show and our long-running podcast, check out all of our resources at slowflowerssociety.com. I'm Deborah Prinzing, host and producer of The Slow Flowers Show and The Slow Flowers Podcast. The Slow Flowers Podcast is engineered and edited by Andrew Brenlin. The content and opinions expressed here are either mine alone or those of my guests alone, independent of any podcast sponsor or other person, company, or organization. Next week, you're invited to join me in putting more slow flowers on the table, one stem, one base at a time. Thanks so much for joining us today, and I'll see you next week.